salah abhi abhi hua yakin ki aag hai mujh mein kahin hui subah.
So I'm outside Mitra, which is full of young, vibrant and energetic people coming from different cities of India and from various parts of the country for internship and volunteership. And with me today is Shalvi.
Yeah.
And where are you from?
I'm from Pune, Maharashtra.
And how did you come to Auroville?
I'd been to Auroville 2 years back and I really liked the architecture here. And I'm on my internship right now for a period of 6 months. So the sustainability that the people adapt here is what I really like and I'm fond of. So I'm here.
So you came here 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago I came here to visit the place.
So this is your internship which will run for 6 months?
Yeah, right.
And where are you interning?
I'm interning at Dust Studio Auroville.
What do they specialize in?
They specialize in sustainability and they majorly work with earth, that is the local material that is available, and they use rammed earth walls.
Is it fun to work there?
Yeah, a lot.
And there are so many architectural firms here in Auroville.
Yeah, right.
So how did you decide that this is the place where you would want to work or volunteer?
Especially Vida Studio.
Vida Studio?
Yeah, because I've been through their work a lot and I have my senior who's working there. And I have been known to that work since 5 years and I've been really liking. And the environment in the office is also very nice to work in. So yeah, and there's a lot of exposure that we get. So.
Have you explored Auroville till now?
Not entirely, obviously, but...
How many months has it been that you are here?
It's been 2 months I'm here.
Okay. And have you tried the food out here? Is it different from the food which we have in metros like Pune?
Yeah, of course, it's very different.
And how do you find, from the architectural point of view, difference in Auroville and cities like Pune and Bombay where you have museums or where you have big buildings?
Yeah, the basic difference what I find is the sensibility or the sensitivity towards the environment and towards the earth that is missing in the cities. Like they go on building for like many floors. Here they are sensitive about the environment, so that is what I feel is the main difference.
And do you like here at Mitra?
Yeah, it's really nice. I never want to leave this place and stay somewhere else.
6 months you don't want to leave this place?
No, sure, I'm sure.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Good morning, I'm at Upasana Studio. With me are two interns who are on the internship here. Hello.
Hello, I'm Prithvika.
And where are you from, Prithvika?
I'm from Pondicherry only, but I'm studying in NIFT Chennai.
So you came from NIFT Chennai to do your internship?
Internship for 1 month.
1 month of internship?
Yeah.
And what do you specialize in?
Now we are like doing the styling and everything. We are working with the styling team. So we are doing the luxury lineup.
Luxury lineup?
Yeah.
And this luxury lineup caters to different parts of the country or just Pondy and Auroville?
Only in Pondy, like we are matching stuffs. We are creating new looks with like all the stuff. All the old stuff, we are taking it out and we are trying to create new looks with them. That's it.
Could you show a few of your products where you do all these things?
Talk room now, but like, yeah, I can show you after, like, sometimes I can show you.
So tell me something, these products are given to you for your showing it to the jury?
No, nothing like that. We are just working with them since, like, I'm just a first year student. So I'm not given any project for my own to do. I'm just working with them. So it's a good experience for me.
And how many people are here who are helping you out with this work?
We are working with like 3 people now. Yeah.
3 people?
Yeah, the head Uma and my assistant Vidhi. And with Nikki I'm working.
And how has the journey been here so far?
Yeah, it's good. I have like still 1 week more to go. So I'll miss this place. It's a nice experience.
So what is the best thing you like about this studio?
The best thing is, it's like always, you know, very free. There's nothing like artificial or anything. It's like always pure, like that.
Have you explored Auroville?
Yeah.
Since you're from Pondy, you must have.
This is the first time like I'm coming always to Auroville. It's been like nearly 19 years I'm in Pondicherry, but I have never been to Auroville. So being in Upasana, it's a chance for me to come to Auroville.
Do you try food at bakery and Solar
yeah,
Kitchen?
I went to bakery. I went to Tanto, some Italian restaurant, and these Well Cafe. I tried new stuff here, actually.
So you have a wonderful time for one more week, and all the best.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
I'm Nikki.
And where are you from, Nikki?
I'm from Rwanda, East Africa.
South Africa?
East Africa.
East Africa.
Yeah.
How many months has it been that you are in Auroville?
Actually, this is my second month, but in this company, it's only 1 month.
And how did you come to know about Auroville?
Through friends. Actually, I used to come last year to visit, go back to a place where I was studying from, but I came to know about this from friends.
So is this volunteership you're doing or internship?
I'm doing volunteership.
And any particular purpose for doing this volunteership?
Yeah, actually, it's like, has been my passion to learn about fashion and everything in it. So I'm doing like designing, and also later on I'll be working with the marketing team.
So you're going to learn designing here and spread it all over East Africa?
Yeah, I learned it from down high school, and I know have something about it, so I want to improve on what I know. I want to learn something from them so I can explore it over East Africa and the whole of Africa, actually.
So is it fun working here?
It's very fun.
What's the best thing you like about here?
I like that it's natural. It's something that it's not artificial, as my first friend said. It's not artificial. It's something like gives you courage. You keep on, like, every day you learn something new. Like when you go home every day with something new. What you know today is not what you will know tomorrow.
So every day you learn something new, which you take home.
Yeah.
So I hope you are taking a lot of things to your home.
Yeah.
And how do you spend your evenings then here after the work?
After the work, I'll go home, then cook. After that, I go for some movies in Town Hall.
At Multimedia Center?
Yeah, Town Hall.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, from your film industry, East African film industry, what is the best movie which you would recommend for the viewers to watch?
Like, actually, because my country, we went as some, like, we had some hardship of genocide. So maybe someone can watch, like, it's Hotel Rwanda movie. It's, like, interesting. You learn to know my country because everything, every history is in that movie. So it's something, like, if someone wants to know where my country, can watch that movie, Hotel Rwanda.
Sorry, which movie?
Hotel Rwanda.
Okay. And do you watch Indian movies?
Yeah, I watch them, but I don't know the names. It's hard for me because the names are hard to cram. So I have watched so many from childhood. Jimmy, like those called movies.
Jimmy?
Yeah,
okay.
I watched all of them. Even till now, I still watch some, but climbing the names very hard. And I enjoyed them since childhood. I've been watching them.
You have any famous comic character as such from India? No? Okay.
Yeah.
So all the best to you, and you have a wonderful time here.
Thank you.
And learn and do your best.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello, we are in front of the Mitra guest house, and I'm talking to this person who stays at Mitra. What's your name?
Hashka.
And where do you work?
I was working with Upcycling Studio.
Upcycling Studio. Where's that?
Udvi School.
Who?
Udvi School.
Udvi School. What do you do there?
I'm a designer, basically, a product designer, and I was working with furniture design.
So you design bicycles and furnitures?
Not bicycles, furnitures.
Furnitures.
Product
furnitures
design.
Of what kinds?
There, we design furnitures with recyclable material, upcycled materials, and we use plastic, cardboards, and Tetra Paks, basically, to make furnitures out of them.
And
sustainable furnitures. All of them are open source designs. In common language, it's called DIY projects.
Do it yourself projects.
So
it's in and around Oroville, or it runs around all part of the country?
Anywhere it can run. Like, we do put some videos online, but if you're in Oroville, you can come and do it yourself in the studio.
And would you like to tell us, the listeners, if they want to buy the product, where should they go?
Actually, we don't sell the product yet. We are starting to do that. But you can come and make it yourself any day, because it's much more cheaper and it's much more sustainable.
And how cheap would it be? If I want to buy a furniture, let's suppose a cardboard. Something like, what do we make?
We make furnitures out of Tetra Paks, which are quite long lasting.
Any example, like what you made recently?
If you're been in Oroville since a while, you would see a chair made out of Tetra Pak, which is very which is famous in Oroville. So.
And chair would cost around?
That I don't have any idea.
So we'll get that idea. And thank you so much for your time. So I'm at Mitra, and this is the morning time where we have breakfast. And with me is one of the interns who has come from.
I'm Sita. I'm from NIF Chennai. I stay in Chennai, actually.
And why have you come here?
I came here to do my internship with Naushad Ali. So it's a summer internship, 2 months. And yeah.
Do you like Oroville so far?
Yes, it's been really nice. I like the environment, I like to stay here. Lot of trees, plants, no traffic. I like it.
So this is 2 months of internship what we are having here.
Yeah.
And what do you specialize in?
I help make the garments, and now Shah's place, I'm a fashion designer. So we design and we get the garments made with Naushad.
Do you get to take the garments back to Chennai?
A few, yes, for our jewelry purpose, but not everything. It's a very small portion of what we do that we get to take back.
And for the internship, how do you find the internship here at Naushad Ali's studio?
With Naushad, for me, it was through college, because he was like my super senior. So my professors know him. We've all heard about his studio, and he's been doing well. He went to the Lakme Fashion Week this year, and so it's a growing company, and I wanted to just come here and see how it works.
So this is your final year?
I'm going to go to my final year, so it's something between my third year and fourth year.
Do you want to come over to Oroville after some time and work over here?
Yeah, sure, I guess that would be nice, but I guess if the pay and everything gets sorted out to an okay level, then yeah.
And what about the internship money, do we get here?
For my 2 months, no, not at all. Maybe
okay.
If I do a 6 month or more long-term internship, then I would be. But otherwise, no.
And how do you like Mitra?
Oh, Mitra's been really nice, because I got to meet a lot of people. Especially for me, it was really cool, because I got to meet at least one person from every NIF center, so across India. So that was really, really nice. And plus, I got to meet architects. You know, it was nice just seeing people from different fields. It's a lot for you to learn, a lot of people to meet and know more about.
And how's the food here?
Food is not that great, of course. Food is not that great, but I guess you can eat. That happens at every hostel. You can make do without great food all the time.
Have you tried some food here at Oroville Bakery?
Oroville Bakery saves me a lot of days during breakfast time.
Okay.
My office is right next to Oroville Bakery. So I just go down there, and it's so fresh in the morning, and then I go, I have quite a lot of croissants and this and that. So that's been nice. And my lunch at Orlick has been amazing. Great food there. That's what sustains me throughout the whole day.
So lunch at Orlick and breakfast at Bakery.
Yeah.
This makes your day. Have you tried your food at Solar Kitchen?
No, because every time we have lunch, we get a half an hour break, so we end up, all of us in turn, we go to Orlek and we finish it there and come back. We don't, and it's quite fast, Solar Kitchen, for us, so within half an hour, it's going to be a little difficult to manage, go there and come back all the way.
Okay, thank you, all the best for your internship.
Thank you.
The Mitra Guest House, dinner time, and with me are 4 interns, architects in particular. And they are here for internship. So what's your name?
My name is Sri Lakshmi.
And I'm from Karnataka. I did my architecture in Manipal School of Architecture.
How many months has it been that you are here in Auroville?
It's been 2 months and it's fun being in Auroville.
And you like Mitra?
Yeah, of course I like Mitra.
Where do you intern?
I'm interning at Suhasini Iyer, Auroville Design Consultants.
So what is the best thing you like about the Auroville Design Consultants?
The staff, the other, my colleagues and the co-interns of them. They are really good.
Really fun to work with.
Yeah.
And the project which is ongoing in Auroville or in Pondicherry?
Yeah, Humanscapes is the best project by Suhasini Iyer and it's the huge project which is going on in Auroville. And people are waiting for the 50th anniversary of Auroville for the inauguration of that housing.
I've seen that somewhere around the Crown Road, opposite to Crown Road, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly there.
Okay, thank you so much. You have a wonderful time and all the best for your internship.
Thank you.
So, the next participant. Okay, hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Roshita.
And where are you from, Roshita?
I'm from Kerala.
And when did you come to Auroville?
7 months back. I came here in December.
Where do you intern?
I'm working as an architect.
You're already an
architect. Yeah, I'm an architect. I work with Mona.
And did you intern here in Auroville?
No. I interned in Bangalore and I came here for working as an architect.
And what all projects do you cater to?
Right now I'm designing a guest house in Auroville and I'm working on Pitanga Cultural Centre.
What is this guest house in Auroville?
It's an upcoming project. It's just a proposal we are doing. So right now it's at the concept stage.
Okay, and how far, do you like Auroville?
Yeah, I like Auroville a lot.
And what is the best thing about Mitra?
About Mitra? The people and the dog.
And the dog.
Yeah.
But this dog is quite disturbing during the dinner time.
I mean,
it's fun to be around the dog.
Yeah,
and all the best to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Nitya.
And where are you from, Nitya?
I'm from Delhi.
And when did you come to Auroville?
I came in June, like the first week of June.
And you're here for internship?
Yeah, I'm here for architecture internship.
Which college are you from?
I'm from Sushant School of Art and Architecture, Gurgaon. And I'm here interning for Mona.
So how do you decide of so many architectural firms that this is the place where you're going to intern?
Yeah, it's like you decide that with the kind of architecture you want to pursue further and you choose the architect with your liking for the subject. So
what's your specialization?
I want to get into sensorial architecture, so I want it to be all sensorial sustainable.
Could you describe what is sensorial architecture for the novices who don't know much about it?
Sensorial architecture is something that respects the like senses, emotions, memory and everything. And as I've done the research on memory already and I want to continue my research further for my thesis on the same ground, so I want to like train myself for that.
Is there any structure here in Auroville where we see something of sensorial architecture?
It's just the way all the buildings like connect to nature here, because nature is like the biggest element for every building and how they consider climatology, how they make it sustainable. It's about how buildings breathe basically. So it's nice.
And how do you like Auroville so far?
I love Auroville for all the peace and everything. But
peace
peace is there.
You don't find in Gurgaon?
Of course not. City and Auroville are like two different things.
It is.
Absolutely two.
Yeah. And how do you like food here?
I like food everywhere because food is like my love of life. But I can adjust with any kind of food.
And what would you say about Mitra Guest House?
Mitra is cool. You get to meet new people. You interact with new people. And you get to know them in different ways. So it's good.
Cool. You have a wonderful time out here. Six months of internship.
Yeah, 6 months.
So you have 4 more months to go.
Yeah, 4 more months.
So all the best.
Thank you.
Bye. Sure.